There's no boy that I know. Seen me the other day, he said, you're coming down here and bring me some brew. I said, you needn't mind about that. I ain't drank here in 20 years. Well, he said, I know you used to, didn't he? Yeah, I said, lots of you used to, but I ain't doing it. Yeah. Oh, that drinking.
Well, when people bought a pretty good bit of lard, what did they usually buy it in?
Well, the old time, whenever they lived back in them mountains back there, well, it took them 2 days to go to town and 2 days to come back. They generally bought it at Russellville and, say, Clarksville. They could get all they wanted. They'd buy sometimes 10 buckets full of lard buckets. It's over a gallon in a bucket. That's the way most lard was bought. But in Oklahoma now, I've been in Oklahoma and been to them big stores out in the country. They'd have barrels of lard, just barrels. They just knock the head out of that barrel when they want to sell it and just dip it out and sold it in your can. Mm-hmm.
Do people ever call it stand lard?
Yeah, we've got some of them. That's a 5 gallon stand or 10 gallon stand.
What about if you were pouring some molasses into a smallmouth bottle? What do you call the thing that you might use to keep from spilling it all over the place?
Well, you could use a funnel. I've got a whole mess of everything, bigger than little and more.
Is that right? What about, you know, when if you were driving a buggy, this thing that you'd use to crack around the horse's ears to get them to go faster?
That's a buggy whip. Did you ever use one of them?
Nope. Never did.
That's to wake them up when you go popping it around the ears again. I never did have one to stand that. I never did have to have one to have to even do anything to make it travel. Now I've had two doors. I had a buggy horse one time. I could go through just the narrowest road through timber that you could. And she wouldn't hurry it up either. She'd go through at night. She'd happen to run a wheel around a bush or something and hang up. She wouldn't hurry it up. She'd back up and twist around and try to get off of it. She was well trained. I had one tire much. I mean, he didn't care too.
When you go to the grocery store and buy things, what does the grocer usually put all your things in so you can carry them home?
Well, they put them in boxes or what they call paper bags. I call them pokes.
Pokes?
Yeah. A lot of these grocery stores, that's how come that little girl over here, she'd seen that box, I guess, they're fixing to move. And she's wanting a box. That's sometimes we get a box like that from a grocery.
Well, what do you call these kind of sacks that are made out of this rough, heavy, coarse material?